Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Dude, what are you doing in the rain?
I'm just standing here waiting for my ride.
Did I get a quarter? You got a quarter?
No, I'm just waiting for my ride. I don't have any money.
Where are you going?
None of your business.
You don't sound like you're very happy.
I'm just standing in the rain.
Well, that's shitty. You know what you could do to make yourself feel better?
What?
Listen to some Frank Zappa.
Who?
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa?
Yeah, he's an old music composer who passed away in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, he has some awesome albums, over 70 albums.
What?
Yeah, and you can actually hear about each and every album on a new thing called the ZappaCast.
What?
Yeah, with Terry and Gatz, the same guys from TagCast.
Well, I'll check that out.
Check it out at www.zappacast.com.
And now, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatz. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk-off.
See, because I paid a late for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
You're listening to the TagCast Podcast in a bizarro world.
I stepped on a snail the other day.
Homewrecker. Did you let him live or did you kill him?
You should have seen the one that was with him, dude. Just left him behind.
Just left the poor homeless.
Yeah, he's like,
piece
I'll
of
get
shit
out of
slug.
Here.
I ain't hanging out with no
like,
homeless
he's selfish
slug.
Bitch.
So he wasn't a lucky slug.
He was not a lucky slug.
Slayer!
Hello and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, Season 1 Wrap-Up.
Right. Wrap it up.
Who was that yelling Slayer in the background?
There were many of their fans, but it was outside the house. They ran up to the window and heard this playing.
And then the cop car pulled off.
Yeah. I thought it might have been Barry at first, but then he wasn't yelling Slayer.
How do you say Slayer in Bostonian?
Slayer.
That sounds Canadian. That sounds Canadian to me. That sounds like he's saying Slayer. I don't listen to Slayer, because those guys worship the devil. And if you could see me talking right now, you would see that my mouth is completely separating from my jaw. Slayer is a satanic band from California. We blame Canada for everything.
Is that Terrence or Philip?
That was Scott. He's a dick. Scott from Canada. I don't know who it was. That was Terry and Philip. Oh, wait, it was Terry.
Yeah. All right.
Terrence and Philip.
Yeah.
So, yeah, welcome to the season in review.
Season in review.
The season's in the abyss.
Yes.
Slayer. How's everybody doing out there Friday?
I'm doing good. It is Friday. It's hot.
It was Friday yesterday,
last
too.
Last night, there was thunderstorms and rain.
I got fried last night or yesterday by the sun. It was 97.
Wow, dude.
97 on a Thursday.
I cannot take it.
We don't even have an AC.
Oh, that's
we don't have an anal cunt in our house.
Those
we got
guys
some
still
AC/DC. No, Seth, the mastermind of anal cunt, passed away, actually, at 43. He had a stroke and a brain aneurysm. He was in a wheelchair for a while. He had a lot of health issues, I think, from flailing himself around the stage and singing Staying Alive, the Oi version. So rest in peace, Seth Putnam. It's been a couple years since the anal cunt front man. That sounds funny, anal cunt front man passed away. So yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, we don't have air conditioning in my house, and so we try to keep the doors closed. We keep the windows open at night, get the cool air in there. We got new windows and doors, so it's fairly insulated, but not really, because our house is from like a long time ago.
1534. That
was 1896, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a true story.
That's 116 years ago.
Yeah, my house is so old. Mm. How old is it? It was so old, it was built in 1896.
Do you have any trees on your place older than the building?
Oh, man, if I did, you'd think that they'd be huge.
Yeah?
I don't think so. I know that when it was originally constructed, it was a blacksmith shop.
Oh, wow.
We found a couple horseshoes and stuff in our yard when I was a kid. We're digging a grave for my dead dog.
Yeah?
They got ran over by a car because dogs and cats get ran over by cars if you leave them outside very long. But, yeah, and we found some horseshoes and some different artifacts and stuff.
And how long has the car wash been there? The car wash?
Well, I've seen pictures of the lot that is now the car wash lot that just show it as a field, like when I was probably 3 or 4 in the pictures. So I'm thinking like 75 or so is when they built it all. But I don't... Maybe I have foggy memories from when I was 3, so it was early 70s, if anything. And maybe the building was already there, and they were... No, there's no way it could be, because it was just grass and stuff in those pictures. But I do not know. But I know that it's been there at least 40 years, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, yeah, this is going to be a season in review. It's probably going to be hard for us not to just blab on like we always do. But,
we will.
Yeah. We'll be blabbing on about stuff that we talked about a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I pulled this out of season one. I don't exactly remember. Oh, I do remember what we're talking about, but I'm going to leave it out of context because I think this is the new slogan for the TagCast podcast. Right. Tell me what you think.
I'll issue. We attract the avant-garde of lifestyle seekers.
We attract the avant-garde of lifestyle seekers, right?
Yeah.
And that was actually a story about the heart attack cafe.
From episode one, right?
Yeah, I remember when we were talking about that, about the lady
greasy burgers
having heart attacks while she's eating a triple bypass burger.
I was listening to that one the other day, and where they had the quadruple bacon burger. I still would try one.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I don't know if I'd go with the quadruple. That's a little bit much.
Yeah, and I remember it said something like the owner said that he had eaten a bypass burger every day for 7 years, and that it's just all about how you live your life. If you want to be a fat slob, then you can do that. And there is one thing I noticed, and I didn't bring any clips from season or from episodes 2 and 3 because we had poor audio.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those episodes.
It's hard even to listen to them. So sorry, Seth Milstein, but we're going to have you back for a web redemption.
Those ones, when I was listening to them the other day, I was like, ooh, that's such not a good representation of our sound.
Yeah. And I was noticing on season one, even though the sound was pretty decent, it was a lot quieter. We didn't have our levels in check. But here's one of the stories that I had kind of forgot about but caught my ear. See if you guys remember this
just
little bit.
Lee wiped off its butt and licked it for an hour until the peanut came out of its butt. And so he's like a hero. I think it happened in China or something.
So he
there.
Licked a nut out of a monkey's butt?
Yeah, he just licked the butt until the peanut came out. And I imagine you'd hold it up, but it was like some kind of trophy, like you just won the Wimbledon, right?
That's where we started out on the TagCast podcast. That was before it was called the TagCast podcast.
Yeah, we didn't even have a name at that point,
did
we?
And we were talking about greasy burgers and monkey butts.
Yeah.
That was the name of the first episode. So a little bit of hilarity there, I think.
Yeah,
Pretty funny stuff.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. And and like I said, I didn't bring anything from episode 2 where Jerry Murphy stopped by, and that was a good episode, although we had poor audio. And Seth Milstein stopped by on episode 3, and we had a lot of good chit-chat with old Seth.
We did. We did. I remember telling him that I made him a Wikipedia page and ask him, like, jazzercise questions.
And ask him if he ever owned a horse. And some other good questions like that. So that's always fun. So, yeah, Seth, if you're listening, hopefully you are. Hopefully you're a constant listener. Hopefully you will come back on our show on season 2. We're going to be having such local comedians such as Will Woodruff and Jesse Priest, and we'd like to have you involved in the whole situation.
Some close friends that are really funny.
Oh, yeah. You know, you don't have to be famous or anything to be on our show.
Yeah. I remember after we released our 4th episode, this was my favorite one so far.
The fourth episode was your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, when...
At that point.
At that point, number four was my favorite.
Well, our audio had been getting better and better each episode.
I remember taking extreme pride in like listening to that one back and going, man, that was a really solid episode. I think we're getting it, you know, we're moving forward and,
yeah.
in terms of getting everything...
And season four, or episode four, I keep saying season, but episode four, that was a good episode, and that's why I had to pull this one little story out of it, and hopefully you guys will remember.
I liked on episode two through four, though, that everyone at the beginning we said, we got our audio in check.
Yeah, and it was just sucking worse than ever. Thanks, Jeff, for coming by. We just made Jeff sound like the worst sound guy ever.
Yeah, Jeff, not
so, yeah,
the worst sound
he
guy
pulled
ever.
Us out by this episode, episode four, and I marked this clip as urine drinker thing. On My Strange Addiction, where this lady had been drinking her own urine for 4 years. That was basically all she drank. And she calculated it up. She had drank over 900 gallons of urine. And she had been drinking about 80% of all the urine that comes out of her body. And she said that it's not gross. It tastes good. It's kind of an acquired taste. But
does she wait till it's cold?
Here's the gross stuff. She would keep some jars of it in her bathroom, and I don't know if any of you weed people who like to take drug tests and try to cheat on them or have randoms at work. I used to keep...
Bring your number two pencil.
I used to always keep my a little jar of pee in my pocket
because
I was on a second chance program where I worked, and after you have urine in a container for about 7 to 10 days, it starts to sort of coagulate, and there gets to be like white little floaties in there, almost like drops of semen in your piss, which was just weird.
So it starts to separate the chemicals.
So every couple of weeks I'd have to get a new specimen of urine to carry around with me. But so she would leave this lady who likes to drink her urine would put jars of it in her bathroom for, say, 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then she would use it as lotion.
What?
What?
Yeah, that was just crazy.
So you might be able to find a repeat episode of My Strange Addiction. This lady, it was nutty. The story goes on, but I'm just using little clips here to remind you of what we were talking about, you know, back a couple months ago. I think it was in June. Was it in June that we were doing episode four?
I think so.
Maybe the 1st of June or somewhere around there. So, yeah. Kids, don't drink your urine.
Yeah, and don't drink Dr. Pepper 10. We remember that one from that episode.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I think that kind of fell flat. Not to say that Dr. Pepper is ever flat because it's nice and fizzy, but I don't even know if it even ever came out.
Yeah. That's the episode we tried to bring sexy back to.
Oh, with my story about Justin Timberlake and the Pancake House? Yeah, I didn't choose that song. I swear I'm bringing sexy back. That was good stuff.
Episode 5, that's the one that John Travolta came out and said he was gay, right?
We got in a little bit of trouble from our sound guy that day by saying that John Travolta was gay. And he's like, oh, don't say that. Don't say that. You'll get in big trouble. I'm like, what? Is a Scientologist is going to sue us or what? Yeah. So that was kind of funny. But the one thing that stuck out to me in that episode was you were in a tizzy. Do you remember being in a tizzy in the hizzy? This is where it was.
Now, I have to take a moment of silence for some news that I heard today. You were talking about, I can't remember what you were saying. You were in a tizzy.
I was in a tizzy.
Ween broke up.
What? They're still brothers, though, right?
They broke up.
They broke up as brothers or as a band?
Aaron Freeman, otherwise known as Gene, said it is time for him to retire Gene Ween. He's been Aaron Freeman doing stuff.
Those aren't their names?
No.
Dude, you're ruining the facade of Ween for me. I did not know that.
Yeah, Mickey Melchiondo and Aaron Freeman.
They're not even brothers?
No.
Simpsons talking
about
them.
They've been playing since like 8th grade. Yeah. I don't think so either.
You're Jeff
you
talking?
Know? I mean, their music has always matured. And I didn't even know I was talking there. But what Gene said was... He said you know, I mean, sometimes for doors to open, you have to close doors, you know. And I've seen him 13 times. You
hear me yelling in the background?
I've seen him 13 times.
I said, sometimes for doors to open, you got to huff a bunch of Scotch Guard.
But the time before, that was a great show at the Les Schwab Amphitheater.
And I know that was
you know, I've seen him enough to the point to where I was
like
almost
commentary.
Like,
You can listen back, and you can hear, like,
well,
just 13, you being crushed
times,
by
you know, I mean, it's kind of fucking out of here. About the brothers.
I know.
I no longer really enjoy,
and that happens
like,
to you later about Dio
like,
sometimes.
Trying to be up at the front every show. I mean, I do it because I
here's
I don't
where we actually get to
better,
hear Jeff talk.
But I don't, you know, dehydrate or rehydrate.
Jeff, if you're listening, you need to
so,
be
you know,
up on the mic if you ever come
like
back.
I'm yeah. 21. I had to mix him up in his abacus.
Like, here he comes.
With all those kids and looking around and going, oh, look at all these kids, like 16, 17 around me.
Do you like your friends knowing that, you know, if they go to a show and where's Gatchak? Oh, he's up front.
yeah.
It's a Ween show. Where else would he be?
See, there's a lot of Jeff Simpson talking a little bit there, and he never really does on the
yeah.
whole thing. And that's why I kind of chose this other little spot from season four as well, because we actually had Jeff sounding, I don't know what you want to call it, fairly yeah. decent on the mic. Yeah. He likes to turn his head away from the mic. I don't know if he's mic shy.
Episode five, you mean, by the way.
Oh, we are on episode five, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm We Todd Did sometimes. We Todd Did. You heard that joke?
Yeah.
I was a little kid when I first heard that joke. But,
I've
yeah.
been yelled at for telling that to a grown man.
Why? Because he had a retarded relative or something?
No, because he didn't find that kind of thing funny anymore after finding Jesus.
Oh, well, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. So, yeah, speaking of Jeff Simpson, and he hasn't been on the show a lot lately because, you know, he has a life and he's got stuff to do. But here was a little short segment that was kind of funny that I figured I'd pull up. It was a... It's a marked quiz for Jeff.
Have you ever owned a horse? Why is that funny?
What is that question about?
I just.
A horse.
Okay.
Well, no,
so
it was just
owned
more
a
about.
Wait,
now,
I'm not
a
horse, but I've never.
Oh, okay,
owned
sorry.
I cut you
so
off.
You've never owned a horse. Have you ever owned a sawhorse?
I have owned sawhorses.
Okay. Have you ever owned a seahorse?
Yes, I've owned seahorses.
Well, I've ever seen a sawhorse on a seahorse.
Who's never owned a seahorse? That's a lot.
Have you ever owned those, one of those sea monkeys?
Yeah.
I did own those.
I owned
yeah.
sea monkeys,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. I never owned sea monkeys. I want an ant farm now, though.
Much
I think
like the South Park episode.
You know, semen in her belly. Semen?
Yeah. He had semen in her belly.
Oh, yeah. So we get Jeff on the mic there a little bit, and
oh,
then he kind of goes away for a while until now he's still away.
Yeah.
Jeff, where are you?
He's told me that, you know, I mean, he wants to be here and stuff, but he's got stuff going on. And
as long as he's listening.
Yeah, yeah.
As long, are you listening, Jeff? Jeff?
Jeff? Hello?
Hello?
Jeff.
I want to be like Jeff.
Jeff.
I'm going to use that song for the intro of one of our
go
songs.
Go down to the cash house. Say, Jeff.
And then what do you say when he says, well, can I help you?
Jeff.
Yeah, tell him you heard it on the Tagcast, and he'll give you one penny off of any one of your purchases.
One penny?
Yeah, one penny.
That's
well,
a good
I can't,
deal.
I can't guarantee anything for him.
I can guarantee you one thing. If you go to the Dixie and buy 500 bacon burgers,
yeah.
you get a free beer.
That's a damn good deal if you're going to buy 500 bacon burgers.
If you're going to buy 500 bacon burgers anywhere, say you went to Carl's Jr.
They're not going to give you a fucking free beer.
They don't even serve beer,
yeah.
which is lame. I think all Carl's Jr.'s should serve beer. I don't know if you agree or not, but...
I think all places should serve beer.
My stepson's...
And even though I probably wouldn't drink at most places... Hey, I'm still for that.
My stepson's girlfriend and her mom went to Carl's Jr. the other day, and they had a little... They ordered a big order for a bunch of people, like 12 burgers, and they wanted them special with no pickles on one or extra pickles. And...
Half pickles.
He, like, gave them one... They usually put at least three pickles on a burger. He put one pickle on each burger, and when they complained about it, the manager said, we've had problems with him being spiteful with his order filling, and don't you worry, he's out of here. He got fired over pickles.
Dude, Gordon Ramsay says that people don't complain enough about their food. And so, you know, the more we complain,
the better it gets.
The better the restaurants will know the customer's expectations, and
that's
the better
right.
they can meet them. And so today, when I called Costco to order a pizza, and I said, hey, why don't you cut that into squares for me? And they said, we can't do that. And I said,
what?
I said, that's the way I always order them. And so I brought it up again when I went and picked it up. I said, is there a reason why you don't cut them in half anymore? Because I've always had it that way. I don't see the issue. And she said that, well, that just puts it, it's a corporate policy because that puts it on us when if the square sizes are too small or too big.
For your mouth?
No, for what you expected. They don't want to get complaints about.
But you still got the full amount of the pizza.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like, I'm not concerned about that. I mean, if you ask me straight up, you don't care what sizes they are? No, I wouldn't care.
Doesn't Domino's have a thing where you can put in the comments box how you want it cut up and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And I've heard of people. I don't know if it was a real picture or if it was Photoshop, but one of my friends from Reno, who's a metalhead, said cut it in a pentagram, and they did.
Nice.
He had a picture of a pizza cut in a pentagram. Now, he may have taken a picture off the internet and just said that, but I don't see why someone working at Domino's wouldn't say, fuck yeah, I'll cut a pentagram in that bitch.
But my choices were to have it cut regular slices, skinny slices, or uncut. And then I ended up talking to somebody and they said that they used to work in the food court there and that they always would honor customers' requests of that.
Well, when it comes to movies and stuff, I like them uncut, but pizzas, I want them cut.
Even the ones that end up being like 4 or 5 hours long?
Yeah, I don't watch those, so I don't care. But if I was to call Costco or any other place and ask for a special cut, super cuts, whatever, I would be upset and I would probably say what became a staple of the podcast, which is, this is marked what? This is from season 6. God, when am I going to fucking stop doing that? This is from episode 6. Episode 6 is where we introduced our first music intro, which we have continued on in every episode since then. Yeah. We did a Mr. Bungle song, and this episode was called Step Right Up. This clip, I'm not exactly sure, but it's titled What?
I don't know if you guys are ready for this, but we're going to have a podcast in the future that's going to be a compilation of every time Dustin says, What? And it's a lot. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but
it'll be some bonus content.
Not being narcissistic, but you know, you got to go back and listen to the show to
as
be sure
listen
you know
to
what people are
on
hearing
our own show.
What you're putting out there, because we're just kind of rolling off the top of our heads. And I just noticed that it's kind of like on another radio show that I listen to. They always
so I think this was an introduction to let you know.
Thing is,
of something coming up later that we were going to have.
This was the episode right after our
4 hours. You see, the thing is.
Right after the comedy competition up in Portland, too, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, because 4 and 5, we put the ad in there.
Yeah, yeah. Support your host of the Tagcast podcast. I was listening to some episodes, and I didn't have it on my playlist, and it was going in a random order. And then I was like, I thought it was going to be the next episode, and then I played that, and I was like, oh, Dustin accidentally put the helium announcement at the beginning of a new episode. But I was like, no, he's not that.
I may one day.
Hey, you might, just because I said that, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Everything's on the table.
What's on the table?
Everything.
Everything's on the table.
Something about gravy.
I'm going to skip this one part that I had.
I'm crazy about gravy. Is that a song?
It should be if it's not.
I know.
Crazy about gravy. I remember on the man show, they used to have people like chugging gravy in the audience or something
nice.
Like that.
I've done it.
Really?
Well, not like handfuls and cups, but like...
Just out of the thing?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've taken spoonfuls of gravy, a couple, and, you know, maybe put like a potato chip in my mouth and spoon some gravy in there.
Yeah. It's like eating a handful of flies. Eating a handful of
gravy would make flies taste awesome.
And then just squeezing a whole packet of ketchup in your mouth instead of dipping the fries in the ketchup, you know.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of mix them around in there. But, yeah, I was going to play a little clip about this, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to touch on it. Well, on episode 6, we talked about the marijuana-smoking woman who left her kid on top of the car and then took off, and the kid flew off and was okay. But and we were talking about how they were dogging on marijuana and saying it was because she smoked those extra 2 bowls of marijuana that she forgot.
But it turned out, though, that she exhaled out of Regina and it rushed to the blood quicker and she was all fucked up, right?
Right, and the baby had just had a bath in bath salts, and then when they tried to pick her up, it nibbled off their fingers. That's what we... And that's basically what we talked about on that. But I figured we were hitting too many spots, and we don't want to go too long-winded. But
yeah.
I do want to play this little spot is when we were asking, and the question never officially got answered. I had one person, Bobby Jordan, say that he would prefer tag cats mm-hmm. rather than taggets. Mm-hmm. But here's where that all...
Adrian told me he liked taggets.
Yeah, I like it too. Adrian so this baggets. Is where this is all... This is where
Adrian
this
baggets.
All began right here.
I don't know how many down... What am I going to call them? We were going to call them taggets, but that's kind of derogatory.
Yeah.
How about the tag casters?
The tag casters.
I don't know. What maybe, do you guys think?
Yeah, maybe
what do
we
you guys
want to
be called?
Submissions.
You know, like Donkey Show has the Throbbits.
Yeah.
Maybe we
yeah.
could have a name for our fans and our listeners.
Yeah, send in your submission
the
of what
taggers.
You guys think
taggets.
You guys should be called.
Taggets. Obviously, I like taggets.
Contact.
I keep saying it.
Tagcastpodcast.com. We want your questions. We want you guys to be involved with the show.
And that is important. We do want you guys to be involved with our show. Please do.
Please do.
We don't get enough love from you guys, but it's growing. My love is growing.
Mm-hmm. Was that episode 7 or
that was 6. That was towards the end of 6 when we're trying to figure out what our lovely listeners would like to be called.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've already went to the page now and made a taggets page, right?
Yeah.
And we've got a few taggets.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but maybe
some
people...
We haven't really put it out there that it's a page or anything.
Maybe
though,
some people aren't joining because they are offended by the word tagget.
Maybe.
If that is the case, please let us know, and we will consider for a moment changing the name, and then we will not change the name.
Uh-huh.
No, we may. We may not. So, yeah, it was episode 6 that we started doing the songs every time, and
yeah.
I kind of enjoy that better because we got a little... A sound bed that's different mm-hmm. every time, and it lets people know kind of stuff that we like and what we might want to listen to.
And it gives me a chance to put in some funny things at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I got some clips coming up from when our guest Dave Wambacher was on the show. And
nice.
Not ever have we let the guest choose the intro music again since that happened, because we'll get to that a little bit later. But, Dave, you
yeah.
know what we're talking about, don't you?
He knows, though, that the world is his urinal.
Oh, is that episode 7?
It is episode 7.
All right. Now, the first thing I have queued up from episode 7 simply says links. So I'm not too sure if it's a bit about sausage or what it is, but let's take a quick listen.
Yeah, I actually went to some of the links that you had on our website.
Ooh,
if
yeah.
anyone's interested, like as you're listening to the show, you can like click on the links of the topics we're talking about, and it'll give you a little, maybe a visual, like a picture
yeah,
of John Travolta kissing another man.
<That's> a
an old man.
Likely
yeah,
Jeff
was
wasn't there.
That was the one where he was kissing Kirk Douglas from like the Oscars.
Was that who it was?
Yeah,
yeah
it
was that
like
was
an Oscar thing.
I think I saw a little tongue, but the one from the airplane too. But
that was the reason. One.
But I did see
Scientologist
take note. From that thing we were talking about, albums from 84,
uh-huh.
and I'm not trying to, I've been saying it for weeks, I'm a picker, not an American picker, I'm an American, but I can pick shit. I, so like they said, what's your favorite album, 84, and I'm going to say, well, I have to say.
I should have shut it off by now. That was just a thing to let you guys know that you can go to tagcastpodcast.com and you can click on the links. Dustin is nice enough to take his time to create little hot links that you can click on, and it'll show you a picture of what we were talking about, or else it'll show you something completely irrelevant, or maybe he might Rickroll you. I don't know.
Ew.
You might go, oh, fisting, what's that? And you're like, never going to let you down, never going to let you
is
down.
Is that the one that links there?
I don't know. I don't. I'm just guessing. And now no one's going to click on fisting again.
Well, we actually had two people search fisting.
I remember you saying that, and I don't
they
know.
They came to our show. I don't know what they were expecting to see.
Maybe they wanted, I don't know, tag, you're it. Tag, you're it. Fisting is kind of gross, I think, especially if the people, and I don't want to stereotype anybody, but I went to this place that was like a sex club one time, and we went to the back room, and there was this very large lady, and she was getting fisted.
How many fists?
It was just one fist. Oh. Just one fist! Isn't
just
that a song?
Just one fist!
And it was real smelly back in there. It smelled like... It smelled like sweat and fat vagina, and so we just turned around and walked out. But so if you're looking for fisting, you came to the wrong place, man. We're not about that kind of stuff. We put our fist in the air, all right?
Yeah, put your
not
fist in the air.
Anywhere else?
Not
no,
in the vajer.
In the vajer. And also, episode 7 was a milestone for us. It was the first time we talked about it on episode 3 with Seth. We were going to call it Where's Wambacher.
Where's Pat?
This was the first time we actually called Pat. So I don't know how different it will be from just the other day on Wednesday. Probably not that much different, but we're going to take a quick listen to see what Pat said.
Check out my hoof with my hoof splinter remover.
Check out that, and that's for Pat right there. Check out my hoof with my hoof splinter remover.
Actually go through with our thing that we're going to call Pat.
All right, let's call Pat. This is a segment we call Let's Call Pat, and we don't know if he's going
to
answer or
not.
We
change
that
to
Where's Pat? We have a question for him when he gets on the line.
Why did you answer your phone?
No, we could ask him what his thoughts are on the Red Hot Chili Peppers getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's a good idea.
Oh, Jeff's back. I don't think he's going to like it.
This is if he answers, though, right?
Yep. Well, we know he's not going to answer, so that was the first time, and that was episode 7. And I heard Jeff Simpson in the background there saying he would like that. If we asked him about the Red Hot Chili Peppers, he thought that was a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And we never did get a hold of Pat season.
And I don't think that I ever... And I have a few notes here, which I guess I'll get to because it's as good as time as any. We called Pat at least 9 times. And then we replayed one call, so that's like an even 10. We had 9 guests on the show in season 1.
Nice.
In the form of Jerry Murphy, Seth Milstein, Chris Castles, Barry O'Toole, Dave Wambacher, Dan Kroll, Zach Rowe, Jim Louder, and Sean Flames Quinnett.
All great guests.
Quinnett, who just had a kid out of his butt. Oh, no. And then we had 7 bonusodes in addition to our 26 episodes. 3 of them covered metal genres of different years, 1980, 1984, and 1986. And then we covered the discography of Motley Crue. We covered our favorite Trailer Park Boys, and we covered doom metal. So that was a little season in review of some
stats.
And
we had a review-isode.
Oh, we're having that right now.
Yeah.
All right. Season in review. So we had our 3rd official guest on episode 8, and that was in the form of one of the more popular comedians around the area in the Eugene area, Chris Castles. We were glad
to
come on the show. We had a lot of good times on
that,
and we were cracking up. And one of the funniest things is right before we kind of went on, I kind of messed up on the intro music, and then I said, "Oh, wait, be quiet." And then he said this.
Yep. You tell me to come here, and then you want me to be quiet.
Yeah, just sit here and listen.
You don't know who you
are. Okay, here we go.
Bob and Tom. So anyway, yeah, we told him to come here, and then we tell him to be quiet. And he's like, "You don't know who I am, do you?" "No, I know who you are, Chris."
That was hilarious. And one thing that I still don't know from that day, and I know we've talked about it a couple times, I just still don't know if you've actually, for real, smoked a water skipper.
No, but I saw some, and that crossed my mind. And I wasn't even listening to the show.
Was this recently you saw?
Yeah, we were at the river the other day. I mentioned that on Wednesday that we went down to the river and we pitched a little, not a tent. Sorry, honey. No, we pitched a gazebo just for shade, you know. And
ew.
So we pitched a tent, and then I saw some water skippers, and they were skipping along the water. And luckily, I had some marijuana with me, so I didn't have to smoke the water skipper. Because that crossed my mind when I talked about smoking water skippers. But no. The answer is actually no.
What happens? No. What happens when you get a water skipper stoned?
He probably sinks.
You think he just skips, like, not in a straight line? They don't skip up in a straight line anyway.
No, they kind of go whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah.
But they make some cool ripples on
I wonder
water.
If they would trip out on their own ripples.
It's called
if they
triple.
Were stoned.
They're tripling out. Dude, I'm tripling out. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, there was a lot of water skippers, and they were skipping around, and I was smoking weed on the banks of the river. And then, like, I was thinking, man, if I didn't have this weed, I wonder if I'd be smoking a water skipper.
But would be.
I didn't, though. Now, I remember this is a funny part where I was talking about Caius with Chris Castles, and he busted me on using a high-class version of a trailer trash word. Check this out.
Into a big fiasco, and I hate to see bands sue each other.
Did you just say fiasco?
Is it fiasco or fiasco?
I thought you said fiasco.
I did.
Was like, you're like talking about bands, and then all of a sudden you throw in the fiasco. It's like you're eating like, what are you eating? Like, a microwave burrito with
Is fiasco
sauce.
A band name?
It's fiasco.
And so
it's
burrito.
We're going to save the food talk for later.
Yeah,
anybody that knows Chris Castles knows we will be talking about food at some point.
Oh, fiascos.
So he busted me on the fiasco, and then he turns it into a burrito.
I know, I love the burrito.
You can't turn anything into anything but a food joke. You're so stereotyped and pigeonholed castles, I don't even know. You're pigeonholed into a castle.
He needs to be on that next Food Network star.
Hey, you could be like a Food Network comedian.
Yeah, dude. Go up there on the next Food Network star.
Is that what it's called? Food Network star?
Yeah, that's where Guy Fieri and all that guy came from.
I hate that guy. I used to go to school with a guy named Guy. We talked about that on an earlier episode. In the
there season. Was an old punter for the Raiders called Ray Guy.
The Ray Guy.
Ray Guy.
I'd call him Ray Gun. I was just glad that my dad didn't name me Guy. So I'm in Gagow. My middle name could have been Greg. Guy Greg Guile. Hey, Guy Greg. Guy Gregory Guile. No. I don't know. But speaking
or
of
you
weird
could
names,
have been your first name could have been Radio and you could have been
Gaga.
Radio Gagile.
Radio Gagile. My parents really loved Queen in the '80s. Radio Gaga. And when
anybody
I was a baby
loved
I'd sing
Queen in the '80s?
Radio Goo Goo. Yeah, Radio Goo Goo was Radio Gaga in 1982. Radio Tata. No, it was 82, dude. It had body language. That was 1980. I just heard Flashback over the weekend. 1980.
Flashback.
Speaking of weird names like Guy, Gregory Guile, or whatever, this is episode 8 when we first got introduced to Adrian Kevin Bacon Farrell, Colin, I think. So check out, this is first Adrian Bacon.
So I had something written down here. I was going to talk about our Facebook likes. We're up to 53 likes.
Ooh. That's awesome. Wow.
We've doubled it almost.
50, yeah. I said, let's double it.
Yeah, almost. And we doubled it to 53.
Yeah, we doubled it to 53. No, but I'm trying to go on here. It's not working out that well for me here. But I was going to try to share with some of the people who like us, but it doesn't like to come up on my...
Well, we got a mailbag segment we can go through, right? We've had some... People send us some stuff.
We did. We've been asking questions for, this is episode 9, and we had never really got anything, but
I say
we
but
got something
a lot,
from a guy.
That.
I don't even think he lives around
I
here.
I say, you know,
Mr.
Adrian Bacon's my big one.
Yeah, Adrian. Is he
He's
from
a
around
big
here?
Fan. I don't think so.
He's from Canada.
Adrian
okay,
just
well,
texted.
I think we covered
just,
it on
I just got a text that he just commented on all of my
about
statuses.
The Trailer Park Boys. We
as you just started playing
that.
That.
But how ironic is that? Did you happen to write down the other questions he had?
Oh, he's a big fan of Bacon. I think his middle name actually is Bacon.
That's weird. I know that he asked you if you had any recipes.
Yo, Adrian.
He asked for, like, bacon tips, and I have a bacon tip. No,
I like the whole piece of bacon, actually.
I got a bacon
tip
for
you. You sounded like you were pissed off.
Fucking
smack you across the face with it, yo, Adrian.
Wow.
For a sweet, salty snack, which is awesome.
Oh, you can put it in your cornbread, too.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, in cornbread. You can put it in cornbread, too, just like that.
So thanks for those Adrian Bacon questions there, Adrian. And later on, we received a package from Adrian, which a lot of... A crappy candy that had funny names and an awesome Canadian or Newfoundland flag that is flying proudly in the studio.
Yeah, still flying
here.
In my house.
That's not flying very far because the wind is pretty low down in here. And
open up that window a little bit more.
They're pretty hot. But,
I don't have the real accessible wind coming through at this point.
At this juncture.
What episode are we on now? 9?
Yeah, we're still on 9. I was trying to
kind of lost my notes. My phone was dying, and so...
Dying at 9?
Dying at 9, and so, and like, and...
So there's a weird thing that happened on episode 9, and that was when, I don't know if you recall... This thing really gives me a hassle sometimes. I wish I had...
What was the name of the episode?
Where I passed out.
Oh.
So we're talking about a metal show.
You're so fucked up right now.
That was loud.
Wake up, dude.
That was a good snore.
Dude, what happened?
You passed out.
I think I fell asleep.
And then I started watching
this video. You seen this video?
I have not. Is this what is this?
Ooh. It's called Two Girls, One Cup.
What? I like how you fell asleep to that.
Dude, look. Okay, it's over.
So that was the first time I ever passed out on the show. Yeah. And Dustin had to wake me up, and we couldn't really remember what I was talking about. Uh-huh. And so that was, I figured we'd have to play that part because that's the only time it happened. I have yet to have any other bouts with narcolepsy or anything like that. So thank God for that. I don't know if you gave me something weird in my drink or... Maybe
I
Jerry
did.
Murphy
I slipped
brought,
some Dr. Pepper in your Mountain Dew.
I think Jerry Murphy stopped by and brought some soda over that day, and he must have dropped something in it. But so, yeah, that's all I had for Episode 9. And Episode 10, we had some landmarks. It was the first edition of the segment What's in Hans' CD Player.
Nice.
And we have done that consistently. I think we might have missed one episode, and it was enough for our constant listener, Hans Jockerman, to say, what, did I get canceled?
Big fan.
No, huh? Yeah, he actually came up to us and said, you lucky slug.
Yep, you lucky slug.
So he listens every day, and actually the day something happened technically or sleepily, I'm not sure, the episode didn't come out till 5 or something in the daytime, and he was, like, off work already, so he's like, I'm going to have to listen to 2 in a row, but I don't know what to do with my days. You guys got to make, he wants us to make one every day, so I don't know if we'll do that, but... Send us the money.
Order.
Yep, send us the money.
Order. And I mean, I would love to sit around and I would broadcast for 8 hours a day.
Dude, if this was my job and I got paid enough to pay my bills, I'd do it for sure.
Yeah. I was sitting talking.
And this was also a first time for hearing this little ditty. Check this out from Episode 10.
Yeah.
This is our new segment. It's not new, but it's a new little thing. Check this out.
I don't know what this is.
What?
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 What? What? All right, so this is where I...
when did you do that?
I just made that last night.
I love
that
your reaction.
Every what from every episode in the last 5 weeks.
When? Dude, that now has what? 3 layers of...
And there was awesome. A couple of non-Dustin what's in there. There was a couple,
for sure.
There was a Chris Castle's what, and there was one of my what's in there. Yeah, so that's the little bit that I'm going to do.
You can extract
when we come
that.
Into the stories that are hopefully going to make you say what if Dustin
all
doesn't
right.
say
I've
it
I've already
at home,
forgotten.
You're going
to
say
so
you got
to listen to this.
Okay, here's the new thing. If you got kids, I know you don't. If you have teenage kids, you got to watch out for this. Here's what kids are doing these days to get a quick high. Vodka infused tampons.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You see? I gotcha. Yeah.
That was genuine.
Yeah,
it was genuine.
So what they do is they'll take a super tampon and they'll soak it in vodka and then they'll stick it in their tampon.
And blah, 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 blah. You've heard the story.
I don't
story
even know what to
tampon.
Say at that point.
I know. So he did say what, and it sounded planned because it sounded just like all the rest of the what's, and then you had to add that. It was genuine because I knew. I just knew that was going to make you say what.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that it made you guys at home say what as well. So that's when
what?
That came along, episode 10. And you know, we haven't used it on every episode. Sometimes I don't have it queued up, but it's a good one to bring out every once in a while. And it gives you a little chuckle.
What?
Or, yeah. So I think, was it Adrian that was saying he was going to keep track of all the what's in the episode?
Or was I think it someone he might have mentioned something around that.
It was either him or someone else. Whatever that means.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we had another first on this episode, and it was probably the last as well. And as I remember...
I shit my pants on the air?
No, it included our buddy Jeff Simpson, who I had said had abandoned us at this point, but I guess he had not abandoned us yet. This is the first of very few sports segments.
Ah.
So when are we
getting
to our
sued for that.
When are we getting to our sports thing?
Pretty up to the minute.
I'll talk about sports.
All right.
Jeff,
what do you
want to
talk about Jeff? Do you watch the NBA finals?
Just some of it.
Yeah.
Like have TV on doing something else.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. LeBron's been lighting it up. I hear.
What, marijuana?
Yeah.
I don't get ESPN or TNT, you know. I just get the basic cable package. So
marijuana?
When the finals come on ABC, it's like the basketball season just started for me.
Exactly.
That makes it so shorter.
Yeah, I don't watch any of the regular season. It's I don't know, man. Because
300 games.
I have to be a Blazers fan, right? You know, because I was, and you know, and.
Go Jeff.
You know, I mean, I'm just kind of out of
basketball.
What about
Greg Odom?
You know, after the whole strike thing.
He's a huge penis.
They're real Trailblazer fans, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I like the Blazers. You know, I'm not dogging on them or anything. You know, I go to games occasionally and stuff, and I'll support them and stuff, you know, but I'll also...
I like that background music.
You know, just make jokes and stuff like that. And
that might have been one that one thing got pulled off of
the Blazer Wookiee on the show, right?
Yeah.
The video you were talking about on Wednesday. Why? Got pulled off because it had that NBC music or whatever.
Oh, not our episode.
No. No, not ours.
You think they use the Olympics music or something?
They might have. I don't know.
There yeah, people don't know what we're talking about. We like to plug and give props to this episode. It's a weekly episode on YouTube called The Spicy News, where they have Portland comedians and sometimes more famous comedians from out of the area who are in town for shows do a fake newscast where they eat a huge habanero pepper in its entirety and chew it up and swallow it and then try to tell the fake news stories. Well, they had one up with... I believe is Nick Gones, who is one of the producers of the show. So they posted a thing on Facebook that said that there was a new episode up, and I was stoked, so I went right to YouTube because I'm always waiting for it, and it was a little bit later than normal, and by the time I got there, it had one view, and it had been pulled.
Oh,
and
wow.
It said this video has been pulled due to copyright infringement by NBC Universal. Now, when I went back to the video, it had a thumbnail type thing of the video, a still shot, and it had the person doing the news with a picture beside them like they do on the news of the Olympic rings. So maybe I was thinking that maybe they were doing an Olympic story and maybe used Olympic music, or they used something that the NBC
Most of it should be safe under parody law, though, right?
You'd think so.
It wasn't music.
I don't know what it was, because I didn't get to watch it, and so I went back and told those guys I went to watch your video, and it was already pulled before I even got to watch it. Haven't got to go back to that thread yet to see if they have fixed it or not.
Hanging on by that thread.
They're probably going to have to refilm it or re-edit. Well, they won't refilm. They'll re-edit it and just take that part out, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And I've had a little trouble with that. When I uploaded a song by Strange Dichotomy, they were doing a Prince cover. When Doves Cry, and it wasn't up for more than a day, and it got pulled by Prince.
Did you get...
well, it's blocked in the U.S., but you can watch it in other countries.
Did you get that little thing? Because sometimes I've uploaded, Sick Daddy Radio podcasts, and since they have music in there, sometimes, you know, that music might match the music of something else that's uploaded, and it'll tell you,
Oh, you can
like,
put the music, other music to it?
No, it'll say, like, this video you just uploaded may contain a copyright that we have found in this other video that sounds similar.
I've never seen that.
Have to release that copyright claim.
Huh. I had one Mastodon video that I filmed at a concert, and I uploaded it, and then I got a message saying that it's semi-infringed and that they were going to place ads on it when other people watched it to make up. They said they weren't going to pull the video, but that they were going to possibly place ads on it.
They just wanted to make money for themselves.
Exactly, because they thought, I don't know what they think, that I had enough views that I was making money off. I know if you get millions and millions of views, you can actually make money off of YouTube, but I've never got to that phase before.
Well, you have to be with the Google ads and all that kind of stuff.
Somebody who might have, who I think has been spending a lot of time at the library, was our guest from episode 11, old Barry O'Toole. I queued up a little spot here where we first met Barry, and he gave us a little story of why he came to Oregon and what he's doing while he's here. And so we're going to have him back. He's going to hopefully be at least part-time, if not full-time, correspondent. So this is from episode 11 when we meet Barry O'Toole.
Walking south on Highway 99.
Yeah.
On my way to Eugene.
Walking. Yeah.
I was walking.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, I ended up here on the West Coast after a bit of a bender.
Uh-huh.
And
you'd been drinking?
There was a moment of recovery.
Uh-huh.
When I realized that I was in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, or amongst the trees.
Amongst the trees, my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a bad place to be.
These trees were all conifers. Not a lot of deciduous trees.
Yeah, not around here. No,
John F. Kennedy?
Oh, it's a beautiful place, the Dixie.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy, oh.
Yeah, so where were you going when you were walking down to Eugene?
I was headed down to Eugene to flop out. at his broad's house.
Yeah. 1968, yeah. Barry?
His cousin.
Broad, and you'd known her a long time?
No, she was a cousin of my second cousin.
Really? No.
That's totally legal.
it's about as legal as it gets.
Is that legal in Boston?
I had to get out, though. Things got a little weird.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that was that. I mean, I was in Boston drinking. I think at some point I must have made the decision to come on out to the Pacific Northwest.
You must have, yeah. So you're on a bender there, and you just ended up here.
The only other thing I can think is that I was trying to catch a boat.
Yeah, trying to catch a boat.
I know that. Yeah,
I think Barry had been drinking
to the other side of the.
When isn't Barry?
The United States.
Right? Yeah. You made it over
to the coast.
I'm here, and I gotta tell you, I don't think I'm fucking leaving.
Right. It's a great place. Yeah,
we're glad to hear that, Barry.
Yeah, we are.
You got all great, great fucking sausage out of you.
I forgot how much he loved Oregon sausage. That's why he enjoys me in Gatch.
Yeah.
So things just got weird, which is funny because later in the episode, we somehow allude to the subject of child molestation or something. Yeah. And he said, again, things just got weird or something like that. And then it was awesome because I couldn't remember exactly what subject he went to next because, I don't know, we were talking about Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Why did you show up with rubbers and a six pack or something like that? And I think it kind of scared him a little bit. But for some reason, this clip is marked Bieber, or as I should say,
Bieber.
Bieber.
That line.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen. What are you doing here with a pack of rubbers and a six pack?
I was under the impression we were not here to discuss the seriousness of issues.
Well, you never know where things might turn here at the TagCast podcast.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. He'll know not to come back again. He'll say, man, those guys are weirdos. All of a sudden we're having fun. Next thing I know, they're talking about child molestation.
I was going to make this part of my summer
out.
Route.
I mean, she was probably 17, you know, I mean...
What?
You haven't heard that Winger song? She's only 17. You know, it was acceptable back
then,
right?
Which we used for a future episode.
Could they get away with that song these days, you think?
Kip Winger? Yeah, he can get away with anything.
You think that song would fly these days?
Have you
seen
that guy pirouette in that video?
If Justin Bieber was to play that song...
Yeah.
It would be accepted worldwide.
Yes.
That is true.
Nobody would
have
worldwide.
That is great. Great point. Great point.
Now maybe we should tell him.
I think anything he did, though, would be accepted worldwide. So what should he do to get accepted worldwide to help everybody?
Kid's a fucking household name. I can't wait to watch him fall apart. I can only dream to live long enough to watch Justin Bieber go down in a plane with cocaine in his system like Ricky Nelson did.
But shouldn't it be his social responsibility to change the world in some way for the good of the dudes?
We're getting a little deeper, like, Barry.
Justin Bieber.
If Justin Bieber has a responsibility to any of our brothers anywhere, it's to quit cutting his fucking hair like that and encouraging these
exactly.
kids.
See,
I tell you
there
what,
we
man,
go.
You,
that's what I'm talking about.
You head down to the corner market on a summer day, uh-huh. and there's a young man on a skateboard.
The corner market. Yeah.
With a goddamn winter hat, uh-huh. barely hanging off the back of his.
Hey, that's my stepson.
Like a three Sammy hat,
it's
Mike.
He's a fucking Smurf or something.
Why do you got that flannel hooded?
It's just hanging there. It's like, yeah, man. It's I'm sorry, my friend, but it's 85 degrees outside. You know, and your bangs aren't.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Maybe he like you know he
I
needs to go around and tell people not to cut their hair like that. And everybody will listen, and so we don't have to...
I think he's setting a bad example.
He is, for sure. But that was the little Bieber section. Funny. I love his accent when he's talking about Bieber, and it would be accepted worldwide. I thought it was Ted Kennedy for a second. But, yeah, that's some pretty funny stuff there. Thanks for that, Barry.
Yeah.
Giving us a good time, for sure, with Barry O'Toole, and we will definitely have him back. But that was episode 11. Episode 12, and I'm skipping over all of our bonusodes because we kind of covered them.
Yeah.
And I can only take so much stuff out of these and fit it into close to an hour.
Sure.
But episode 12 was another, you know, it seems like almost every episode at this point is becoming somewhat of a milestone.
Yeah.
This was the first episode where we had a generous donation from our now constant sponsor, Complete Ag Resolutions.
Well, great people.
Stan Cusick, and at that time, and I know that he's probably just forgot, or maybe he's a little short on cash, Jake from the Dixie Creek Saloon. Those guys have been the two most staunchest supporters of the TagCast podcast.
Yes, and we appreciate those guys and anybody that has just thrown us $5
or a dollar.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we don't mention it too much because we don't like to pander too awfully much. But if you feel not lucky, if you're feeling generous, you could click on a little thing on our page. It's called Donate, and it just takes you to PayPal. If you have a PayPal, maybe you do like me and do some weird little. I do these surveys, and then they give me $3, and it goes right into my PayPal. Sometimes I just donate a dollar.
Yeah.
And I donate a dollar to ourselves. I donate a dollar to my other friends' podcast because I want to support the cause. Yeah. So
even like a dollar allows us to print, you know, something cheaply.
Yeah.
And to help get the word out there.
And we've got a new pair of headphones. We got a new boom stand. Mm-hmm. And so we're sprucing up the studio, and we're keeping the web dues paid. Which, special thanks again to Complete Ag Resolutions and Stan Cusick and their crew for their generous donation, keeping us going, I believe, well through most of season two. And if you've got a business that you'd like to get a shout out on, our audience is growing. People do hear us.
$5, man, we'll pump your business up.
We mostly pander to comedy shows, rock and roll, hard rock, metal, and shows like that. But it doesn't matter what your business is. If you just want to get it out there on the internet, we will give you a shout-out for $5, and a few people will hear you.
We say like 30 seconds, but it usually ends up being like a minute.
Yeah,
because
we're long-winded.
Because we don't really,
just yammer mouths.
Yeah, we'll guarantee the 30 seconds, but we'll probably do more.
Yeah, and here's a little bit that happened on episode 12, which I was kind of stoked about and might encourage you guys to actually say, hey, maybe it would be a $5 well spent. So check this out.
Good.
Price
and here's
does
a cool
not
thing.
Matter.
I don't know if this is where Stan got his idea to advertise on our podcast here, but he went into the Dixie and name dropped us the TagCast podcast in him, and he got a free beer.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And so like it was right after that he said, hey, I want to advertise on your show.
Yeah.
So maybe you could go to his place and get a free gear.
Yeah.
Free tractor.
See? I enjoy a free tractor.
A gear or whatever you could get, but it'll give you a discount or something. Yeah. So the name dropping thing actually it works out. And we appreciate Stan and we appreciate Jake.
We'll shout out a special deal for our listeners that works well to get people to interact with your ad.
And we'd also like to shout out to anyone else, Dave Wilson with Willamette Valley local music scene, Dave Jones from Crimson Guardian, Zach Smith from Paper Train.
Super fan, Jared Nelson.
Avita Midwifery.
Avita Midwifery.
Avita. Was that a weird Madonna movie?
Yeah.
Avita.
Avita.
What I
think
really
that's
love,
Avita, and this is
I really
Avita.
Love the Saturday Night Live parody of that with Norm Macdonald.
Yeah,
and then they break into song, and he busts him on it, and says, "I think that might be it." There was another one that was like West Side Story, and he's like, "Why are you guys singing right now?" And they're like, "It's just what we do. We're gonna sing about what's going on right now in a song." And he's like, "But you guys all know the same song, and you're dancing in choreography. When did you have a chance to work this all out?" Which to me, that's where I stand. I'm with Norm. Musicals don't really make sense. The only musical I enjoyed was a series called Cop Rock. Does anybody remember Cop Rock? It didn't even last a full season.
Some people don't like Norm Macdonald, but I find him fucking hilarious.
Dude, did you ever get a chance to watch his latest thing called Me Doing Stand Up?
Uh-uh.
It's not me, it's him.
Yeah.
But it's Norm Macdonald.
Yeah,
it's
I know
hilarious.
What you're talking about, but I haven't watched it.
It's been out probably maybe 4 years or more, but it's a pretty good one. Episode 13, we gave Jerry Murphy a web redemption because not only did we have inferior audio on episode 2 when he came in, but something happened and it got cut short.
We were trying to figure out how we were going to book guests. And
he just showed up kind of out of the blue and whatnot, but... here's something that we talked about when we got onto the subject of Starbucks, and he wanted to know the correlation between coffee and homosexuality. Check this out. But why would I?
Connect the dots for me, Terry. Coffee and homosexuality. Go.
The two things have nothing to do with each other, but the fact that you would go into a
Starbucks is very homosexual.
Well, I guess I'm coming out of the closet right now because I drink Starbucks coffee.
So, Jerry Murphy, you're out of the closet. Sorry, buddy. No, he's out of the closet as a Starbucks drinker. And then Dustin went on to say stuff like, well, if you just drink black coffee, why would you go to Starbucks? And he's like, because they sell coffee. We weren't really on the same page. We weren't understanding that he just goes there and gets the good black shit, the Pike Street, and then he takes it home and makes it black because he learned in the service to drink it black, and he doesn't miss a fucking thing.
Yeah, we couldn't have written a better little segment of audio that was.
I love it when he says
about the next four
Terry.
Minutes.
Coffee and homosexuality.
Connect the dots.
Go. That was awesome. Definitely caught my eye. And that was pretty funny. So thanks, Jerry. We'll have him back on the show, I'm sure, because he's just fun to have around.
Yep.
And people ask, well, what's his deal? Is he in a band? Is he a comedian? No, he's none of those things. He's an artist.
Yeah.
Our podcast neighbor, LT, just got some tattoo work, which was drawn by none other than Jerry
Check
Murphy.
Check out Jerry Murphy Jr. and have him design a shirt for you or something.
Yeah. He's a crazy...
Help a brother out.
He's a crazy kid. And we're going to have him back on the show sometime. But that was about the only thing that I had for episode 13, but Jerry Murphy was on the show. Episode 14, we had I think it was the first time that we covered this. I don't think I mentioned, but I will mention the songs now. Over the season, we had a couple things like What the Fuck Is Up With That Fucking Song, which I think is this little thing I'm going to play. I guess I'll play it real quick first if I'm not to it. So I'm going to list the songs here. They ended up being Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks, which wasn't really What the Fuck Up Is With That Song. There was different titles, I think, of different things. But Listen to the Music by the Doobie Brothers was in there. And Saturday Night's All Right for Fightin'. You're wondering why he was fighting. And
who
was
he
on.
Fighting?
Yeah, who's Elton John fighting? I mean, and is he going to win? He couldn't he couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper sack, that little... Homo. Oh, sorry, Elton.
Or and then, he swallowed.
And then later on, we were dabbling with The Vault that you and Ron had mentioned, and you said you wanted to put Rock and Roll All Night.
Oh,
Party Every Day by Kiss.
Can I bring this segment into light? Because last week I said that I was going to shock the world with one of my Vault songs.
I don't think you ever brought it out, did you?
I never brought it out.
Okay, we'll do it as a season wrap up.
You ready to be shocked?
Sure.
I never want to hear this song ever again. Back in Black.
Wow. Hit the sack. What'd you get hit in the ball sack?
Dude, I heard it the other day and he went, damn, bam, bam. And I was like, right there, I was like, I'm done hearing this. I'm like, I don't need to hear this anymore.
I hear you.
Against the song. I mean, it's had its day.
Yeah. So I think we were only about 10 or 11 episodes where we were asking what the fuck is up with this fucking song.
Yeah.
But there was one thing that always usually happened where we only did it like four or five times, but here's what happens. I don't know
I got a little segment right here called What the Fuck Is Up With That Song?
Really?
The intro. But this week on What the Fuck Is Up With That Song, it is Whoa, Listen to the Music.
Oh, so this wasn't the first one.
The Doobies.
I know. Well, if I'm fucking listening to your goddamn song, Doobie Brothers, I'm fucking listening to the music while you keep telling me what to fucking do.
Yeah. Whenever Dustin gets on a hot about one of these songs, he cusses a lot.
I know.
So, whoa. Yeah, the music.
Yeah.
And is that song called Long Train Running? No, it's not, Terry, you fucking idiot. We went on about that for about 2 minutes. And then I said, no, it is the same song. And then I said, nope. And so we did some get it. And then we realized that it's not the same song. Just every Doobie Brothers sounds the same, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just was surprised at how mad you got. You got so mad, dude. You were cussing so much, and then you said like something that didn't make sense because you fucking put the wrong
word. It made sense in my head, probably.
Oh, you were mad though.
Yeah.
If I'm fucking listening to the music, then what fucking you got to tell me? Like, why?
I know. I've ranted on that song so many every time it comes on for like the last 10 years, though. So.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I know.
So you're gonna keep telling me to keep listening?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It doesn't make any sense.
Crazy. And speaking of crazy, we had a kind of a crazy guest on episode 15. He's not crazy, but listen how crazy he sounds at the onset of the episode.
Extrasode?
Oh, what the hell? That's the wrong one. That was an extrasode. God damn it, Terry. Get your shit together.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was an extra sud. That was a misfire.
This is classic right here.
I misfired it. Yeah, I think so. I think you know what's coming up.
On the 1-5.
On the 1-5. Episode 15, we had the Blazer Wookiee, Dave Wambacher. And while he is pretty sane, if you just heard this out of context, you might wonder.
Would you like to taste my sweaty balls?
You guys get out of my yard. Quit making so much goddamn noise.
What's this, the fuck off?
Ooh, that sounds good.
And I don't think he said anything else after this, but we had to wait an additional 25 seconds before we could even start talking. It was the longest intro, and we talked about that earlier on this episode, so no one else is picking the songs except for us from now on.
We got date raped with that.
On Fire. Date Raped on Fire was the name of the episode. Who said that? I looked for it in the episode, but I couldn't find it. What's Date Rape on Fire? Isn't that a Sons of...
Somebody said it.
I thought it was a Sons of Leon song. My date rapes on fire.
I think Dave might have said it, or you might have said it, or something. I don't know. I'll have to listen back and see if I can find it.
Okay, you do that. But there was one thing that I didn't really know the story, and when we had Dave on the show, I asked him to elaborate on how he became the Blazer Wookiee, because I had heard of the Blazer Wookiee for quite some time, and I didn't even know it was him. So that was weird. Yeah. So here's kind of an excerpt. I tried to get the story, but no offense, Dave, but you are a long-winded storyteller, dude. It's like you take forever to get to the point. So I'll set it up. England Dan was drunk, and they were trying to decide where they were going. And England Dan's a guy that he hangs out with and is... He talks to him on the board, on the internet or whatever. So
he's on the board of the internet.
That's a little setup for this clip of the induction of the Blazer Wookiee.
He's kind
of
wobbling on his pool cue a little bit.
England Dan.
And he looks up at me. He's standing right here. He looks up at me over his right shoulder and says, I'm going to do whatever the Wookiee's going to do. This is back when, you know, remember I used to have some big beards.
Yeah.
Big beards.
I was probably, it was one of my bigger ones. You know, the one that was hitting me in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could keep a couple cigarettes in it like Bonds used to.
Oh, yeah. I found more than one Lay's potato chip in there.
Chicken in your beard? See, chicken chips.
So he called you the Wookiee just on a whim.
He called me that. So the next day I go to log in the chat room, and I thought it was funny. So I said, Blazer Wookiee. And I got the username and everything. And
here comes a funny
when I started out, I would post something, but I would... What I would do is I'd type it down in the body of it.
Right.
In quotation marks. And then in the message header, I would just write, raw. And then I would write, translated from the Wookiee, colon.
Ooh.
And then,
what it was actually saying.
So what does a Wookiee colon sound like?
Translated from the Wookiee colon.
It's like,
man, I walked into that with eyes wide open.
You did. Wow. With his ass wide open. So Blazer Wookiee walked into that one, hook, line, and stinker.
I also fell flat on my topic of Captain Corn.
Oh, yeah.
That was... Bam.
And then did we
flat
talk about
face.
Captain Crunch after that, or was that a different word?
I think that might have been a different episode where
Cap'n.
You guys told me Cap'n.
It's Cap'n. Cap'n Crunch.
That was like, 3 or 4 episodes ago, I think.
I used to like Cap'n Crunch when I was littler, but that was when I had a tougher mouth roof. The roof of my mouth can't handle Cap'n Crunch. I'll be lucky with the age of my mouth roof if I can handle ice cream. Stuff's pretty rough. And that was when we had our first episode with the ice cream truck, episode 16. And we were, like, probably stoned, as we always are. And we heard the ice cream truck, and we're like, whoa, dude, can you hear that? And so we got real quiet for a second. And I'm going to try to turn up the volume a little bit louder than it normally is, but I'm pretty sure you can't fucking hear shit.
Yeah.
So then we're going to go to the second ice cream truck incident. But here's the first one, and I'm pretty sure... But you can't even hear anything. So here's what was going on. Now that it's not going to rain for 20 days.
I know. It's not the ice cream is getting closer, huh?
Oh, you can't hear it. I hope you guys can hear that. I hope you guys can hear that. Wait, be quiet. I can hear it now. You have to be able to hear that.
Yeah.
So we might take a break for some ice cream. No, just kidding.
Hacksaw did the throat. I saw him up in Portland at what was...
Oh, what does that have to do with anything? But anyway, yeah, you got the ice cream truck, and now that I could hear it... Sorry for blasting your ears out. I saw you jump over there, Gatch. I turned it up, and then you went, ah, in my ear, but the leveler will take care of that. But now that I've heard it, it's the same song, Music Box Dancer, which has nothing to do with ice cream whatsoever. And so that means that now I don't have to play the clip from episode 24 when the ice cream truck came back and ran over a kangaroo. Do you guys remember that? When we had Snoop Lion in the Roo?
Yeah.
Now we'll get to that one later because we're going in chronological order. I have not been paying attention.
Number 17.
Are we to an hour yet?
Kind of, almost, but it's on number 17?
Yeah, we've just got a few more little things here. You know what happened?
Well, it was, I named it 8 pounds of pressure because there was a kind of a momentary joke in there.
Yeah, it was a Seth Milstein joke, actually, that I brought up about a hitchhiker.
Ripping your dick off.
The guy who picked up the hitchhiker didn't say anything for a long period of time, and then after 5 minutes of uncomfortable silence, he said... You know, it only takes 8 pounds of pressure to rip a penis off. And it's like, that was the last time that I ever hitchhiked. There's always an incident that brings
it to thought that was fitting, though, after the fact that he ended up being all the Icy Hot Challenge King and then on the episode about... pulling your dick off.
Yeah. And yeah, maybe that had it. Maybe because we were talking about pulling your dick off, he thought about pulling our dicks with Icy Hot. I'm not sure. But we'll probably get to that as well. But the one thing that happened on episode 17 was our first number themed intro song, which we stuck with clear up to episode 22.
Oh, 5 songs. Yeah. Right, 5. Yeah.
But then we couldn't find it. So then I just tried to play a 23 minute song by Norska on episode 23, but that didn't work out. So we played 17 by Winger, and then we had a return. We didn't mention, but we'd talked about bath salts in the past on episodes.
Uh-huh.
But I saved it for this one because this was the story of the Indiana Ninja Zombie.
So the Indiana Ninja,
you guys
zombie,
go ahead.
There's a video.
We'll stick to my beer pig.
There's a video floating around of this guy, and he's getting tased, and he's being able to talk while he's being tased.
The ninja dude.
He's a ninja. And he's naked, and he's running down the street, and he's punching people as he's running by.
Random people.
And the cops tased him for like 30 seconds, and then he got up, and then they
pulls
tased
the
him
shit
again.
Out.
And then he like kicks his leg up and kicks his cop in the face, and he kind of moves backwards.
He did a backflip.
And then right there, he somersaults back and right onto his feet and runs down the street. He gets away from the cops. I mean, I'm sure they chased him down and got him after that. But
they tased him with one of those ones that has the string on it.
Yeah.
He just pulled it out and said, fuck this, and fucking did a backflip and took off running and just punching random people down the road.
Yeah, it was
And nuts. What was he yelling? He was yelling some shit.
Yeah.
I'm getting
he was yelling
excited.
Something,
man. Like crazy shit. Like, and then a guy that was film was like,
don't tase me, bro.
Fucking ninja.
Yeah, and he's like, don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, that's what it was. Don't tase me, bro.
That's an epic statement that I live on.
And then he's like,
don't tase me, bro. I'm feeling left out between the five of us.
Dan has a low voice.
Yeah. I will look that up.
It's a great, and the video too. It has a video on. Yeah. I don't know if it's on YouTube, but if you just Google it or whatever.
I don't even know how to explain the stuff that's going on, and I almost, you know, because you hear about like the polar shift, right? You know, where the
that's
I
it.
Still
yeah,
think
it's just
that,
the polar shifts. That's right. What's causing the zombie outbreak.
I think
outbreak.
So. I think it's just causing people to go whack nut shit.
I don't.
Job.
Well, and then there's the fact that we talked. I think on episode 26, season finale. I think we talked about the guy smoking the artificial marijuana and getting naked and shooting up his apartment complex, which is always fun, I guess.
And then he turned into Randy Travis.
Oh, poor Randy. Oh, Randy Travis. I don't know about that dude.
Yeah.
He's bumming.
Then we had 18.
Yeah.
Episode 18?
Yeah. We what did we do? We did Alice Cooper, I'm 18, for the intro song. And
this is when you had just come back from your busy... Five days.
Oh yeah, that whole episode. I didn't pull a clip from that because it was mostly Country Fair stuff, and it was mostly just me talking about stuff, which is fine for you listeners. But I think the highlight of that story was the guy who dove into the shitter.
Yeah.
Naked flailing hippie and the scat bath is what we called it on episode 18.
A band.
Episode 18. Scat bath. They tour with Acid Bath. And then we had a return. I didn't pull the clip up from an earlier episode, but you were, or maybe it was a later episode. I think it was with Jim, where you turned into Asthmapedia Gatch. The neighbors are calling the dog. I thought it was a domestic dispute, but it was just an owner yelling at his dog. Here's when we had, I think, Zach on the show, episode 19.
Episode 19, a handful of joints.
Yep, and what does Dustin have happen to him when he smokes a handful of joint?
I just found one for three.
That's the wrong one again. God damn it. I'm failing on my... I was doing really good for a while,
yep.
And now...
That sounded like Dan Kroll.
That was Dan Kroll, because that was a bonus episode. I just am not paying attention to what I'm doing, because...
You got a lot of stuff going on over there. You're playing Mixmaster.
I'm multitasking. So,
we had Zach on, and we talked quite a bit about local stuff, but you're saying right now...
Something happens to you.
When I smoke a handful of joints...
Asthmapedia Brown.
Cougars, though, isn't he?
I don't know. When he turned 18, some chick tried to say she was pregnant by him. Did you hear about that? And then he said, that can't be because I'm a virgin. No, he didn't say that, but I guess they got a paternity test and they proved. Are you okay over there?
Fuck no.
Asthma of death metal.
I am asthma. Asthma hounds. Wasn't that a band?
That was marked Asthmatic Gatch. And later on, you had a fit, and it was...
I might sing like that in Asthmapedia
Brown. Asthmapedia Brown. When we were talking about Encyclopedia Brown. And that was awesome when Jim said something about, didn't he have a TV show? When we said he had a book, but he's like, oh, kids these days, they don't ever read books. They just watch TV. But, we had Zach on the show, and that was right about the time he was getting ready to do his final Battle of the Bands for the thing, and they won. So more congrats. The 30-pound test, they got to play Warped Tour. We talked about that after the fact. They said it was hellish, though.
Music history.
They said it was hellish because it was super hot, and it was on a slightly slanted lot that was gravel. Which is not good for moshing kids because they fall down and they get gravel embedded in their elbows. And I was talking to our daughter who went to the show, and she said, yeah, there was a lot of people with gravel in their hands and gravel in their elbows. And I just don't see why they moved it from where it was last year, because it was in a good spot last year, the Warped Tour. But they said it was an awesome experience besides the fact that it was so hot that it was just like miserable. And they said they had a great response from the crowd, and after they played all their songs, and they wanted to hear more, and so they just did like an instrumental jam, and that even got a good response, and people wanted to hear more after that. So
that's way cool, man.
Congrats to Blake and Zach and Lyndon and Jason.
They've all been working so hard in the scene for a long time.
That's right. We should get Jason on the show one of these times.
Yeah, man. So I'd love Zach to have you on the show.
Jason. Come on, Jason. He's the one that tells me that we sound like Cheech and Chong.
But
when we had your brother, Zach, on the show, Jason, we talked about this, and it was kind of funny. So I figured we talked about some weird town names. Ass Woman Bay. Cherry picking, because these are Hump Tulips, Washington.
Yeah.
Tight Squeeze, Virginia.
Hump how many lips?
Tulips. It's like the flower. Ass Woman Bay was probably
the best one.
That's
one word,
Hump Tulips. Hump Tulips. Hellhole Swamp, South Carolina. That's not. Wanker's Corner, Oregon.
Wanker's Corner.
I want to go there. Oh, my God. Let's look up that. Wanker's Corner, Oregon.
Is it in the corner? Because it better be.
Lick Skillet, Ohio.
And do they have a corner market?
Dicktown, New Jersey.
They need to change it to Dicktown.
There's Jackass Flats, Nevada.
Dicktown needs to pay us. I think they count, right?
Tightwad, Missouri.
Dicktown.
Slapneck, Michigan. Ooh. Here's where I want to go. Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts.
And we'll end with that, because that's the most satanic place you'd ever want to go. So, we just started talking about these weird town names and
Ass Woman Bay. That's pretty good. Like the ass.
Well, you know, it's probably just shaped like that, right? It's got the little point in the middle.
Oh, the I never even thought about that. That is perfect.
It's like a double bay.
It couldn't be man ass. Ass man bay.
Yeah.
Ass man. Okay, and then we moved on to episode 20. Mm-hmm. We were in the 20s, which I'm still blown away that we're still doing it. But I'm not, because I figured we'd keep doing it because it's a lot of fun.
In the 20s, we had a lot of talk about the Icy Hot Challenge, right?
I believe so. That's when Dan was hounding us to have our girlfriend and wife whack us off underneath the table.
And we solicit other ideas from him rather than that one.
Not cool, dude.
And we also kind of rounded into our celebrity birthdays and deaths. We kind of took that on in the 20s, right?
Oh, yeah, I believe so, yes. And we also had our first visit from a little thing that I think Adrian Bacon might have had something to do. It was a little game they like to play called Better Than Nickelback. Check this out.
Bacon or boobs.
He took part in another segment, another new segment.
Oh, yeah.
Can you bust that out?
What is it?
It's called Better Than Nickelback.
Ooh.
This is where people tell us things that are better than Nickelback.
It seems anything. Like it'd be just about anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so people responded to this on our website?
Yeah. Awesome. I said UB40 was better than Nickelback.
The band?
Yeah.
They do Red Red Wine.
I know. That's what I was hearing at work. Red Red. All right. Red, so
you'd rather hear that than Nickelback?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Adrian Bacon Farrell said... getting a hot beef injection by Bubba in the Jailhouse Romance is better than Nickelback.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice
gave
job.
Me a whoa and a wow.
And Corey Fry said, fucking a box of razors, then dipping your dick in bleach is better than Nickelback.
Is he talking about the band Bleach or actual Bleach?
I heard they're getting back together.
Adrian came right back and said... Fucking a box of razors, then dipping your dick into Snooki from Jersey Shore is better than Nickelback.
Wow.
So by correlation...
It made it sound like a person, not a thing.
Dipping your dick in bleach is better than dipping your dick into Snooki from Jersey Shore.
Right, for sure. For sure. And that's words to live by, so if you ever...
I have since...
Go ahead.
I have since so decided, though, that Nickelback better than Van Morrison.
What?
You can send your hate mail to me at contact@tagcastpodcast.com.
Better than
that's right.
Van Morrison.
Well, wow. I actually take that back because I thought about it, and I'd rather mockingly sing annoyingly to Van Morrison than listen to Nickelback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, I know that you have a contempt for Van.
It's a cynical humor thing, mostly.
I thought it was mostly his hat. Because he wears the stupidest hats, but
and this is also the beginning of the infamous Doors Chronicle.
Oh yeah, that was one of the songs that was on the list, but I failed to finish my list. The L.A. Woman by the Doors. Why is that such a great song? So only 6 songs in 25 episodes that you wanted to, but I'm sure there are more.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit every Doors song.
I'm gonna open every door and put it in the vault of the door, the Doors vault. So
well, I don't think I put that one in the vault necessarily. I just
don't think it's that great. There's a dog barking outside. I'll be like Mark Maron. Hey, shut up out there. We're trying to record a podcast, all right? I heard your owner yelling at you earlier, so I will yell at you too. In episode 21 is the first time we really mentioned the thing about seasons, because I don't know whether we were planning on doing the seasons at that time. But,
we still don't know what we're doing.
Yeah,
really.
This is the end of season one, dude.
Yeah.
We got it. This is a season wrap-up.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're wrapping it up, and we're going on to season two next week, and we plan to do that for 13 weeks.
Yeah, so this is when we introduced the concept of us doing seasons. Check it out.
So there'll be a different plot contrast to the arc of season two.
Yeah, see?
To where we're going to be introducing some new characters and maybe a full-time correspondent. And I haven't got the tape mixed yet of the call from that fellow who claims he knows Barry O'Toole.
His name's Mark.
He owes him, I was wrong, it's $46 that he owes him.
Wow.
And he said that he was a correspondent. If he's working for our show, then he's probably going to come out here to try to get his money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're going to be trying to run that soon. So, Barry, if you're at the library O'Toole, if you're at the library, Barry, listening to our show... I'm going to get his name. Maybe he can come down and cover something for us because we need some coverage for season coverage.
And maybe an image. If somebody just wants to work up some silly image, send us up or post it on our Facebook page.
I know the guy from that rock radio thing. What is it called again?
Rock Out Radio.
Rock Out Radio. I'm your graphics guy. You want me to put... What is that about? He wants to make a poster for us?
I'm not sure. I got to get back to him with the details on that. But they're like a whole crew of people.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. They're really excited. I'm really excited. You might have went over the line in this episode as far as like letting out some like confidentiality material, dude, when you're talking about like Diane Downs.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Dude,
I don't
you
know
were
how...
like
spilling yeah. beans that may not even be out there anywhere.
Oh, they're out there.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's that website. It's called Free Diane Downs. But anybody who didn't hear that episode, we're talking episode 21?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come back to episode 21 and listen to the story of Diane Downs, who was a local chick. She lived in the Eugene Springfield area, and she was accused of murdering her children.
Mm-hmm.
And she claimed that a stranger came out of the night and tried to kill her and shot her in the arm. And they thought that she shot herself in the arm. And then I came to find out through some kind of shady characters who wouldn't be talking really that much shit that, the
true
story.
You know what else about her?
What?
She's got Kitty Rook at toys.
I thought that was Betty Davis.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah, we talked about kids playing in the sandbox at the local park and have to look out for cat poop or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened on episode 22. I didn't pull up a clip from that because nothing struck me. Plus, I was getting towards the end and I couldn't really cover every
this
episode.
This one was a fun one for me because I kept... this is the one where I kept editing in, it's a me, a Mario.
Oh, yeah, because I had left something in the car, or I had to go get my phone, and then I said, we don't ever take a break, but maybe he'll stick something in there, and you're like, it's a me, a Mario.
And I found that in there, and then I just had to keep putting
it
in. You
stuck it all over the place.
Oh, dude, I love it when Pat answers his phone and it goes, hello, it's a me, Mario. Pat.
Oh, it's me, Pat, yeah. It's a me, Pat. I'm unavailable. That was pretty awesome. So, yeah, that happened on episode 22.
Yeah, talked about the stabbings.
We didn't have a guest that day either, did we?
No, I do not believe.
It was the next episode.
Well,
we had Jim, episode. Jim Louder. And we talked, and that episode was, that was like almost 90 minutes. That was our longest episode ever because we have a good time when we're talking to Jim from Norska.
Maybe.
Plug those guys again. We pretend to have a good time when we're playing with them.
Oh, yeah, man. That was fun. And that's when we opened up. Wasn't that when we opened up the package?
Yeah. We were eating all that candy. And then I told him I was going to give him something that he gave us. And he's like, I don't want it. And I was like, no, the Gordon's Fisherman hat. And he's like, oh, yeah. He goes, I was just looking at that pile of candy thinking, God, that's brutal. Because it was. And we'd like to thank you again.
That hat was so Jim. And I'm sure he's worn it out fishing.
Or hunting mushrooms or whatever he does.
Yeah. All sorts of stuff.
Somehow,
all seasons.
We're talking about candy and whatnot. And somehow we got onto this awesome subject, which I cracked my ass up as I listened to this about Necco wafers.
Talking about those Necco wafers last week. Remember
Necco
those?
Wafers are absolutely fantastic.
Are they?
You love like them. You can stick them to the wall.
Yeah, of course you can, but they're so chalky. And what brought us to the
topic?
I don't think they're
not meant to be eaten.
They're just decoration. They're like snowman eyes.
Poker chips. So you lick them and stick them to the wall, man.
Well, what
that's where they get you. You buy something like a fucking Necco wafer. You're not supposed to eat it. I mean, you open the package up. First of all, it's in wax paper.
Then you get the chalk off.
Yeah,
you
get there's a coating on that shit.
You could use them if you're playing pool.
And then you throw one at the wall really hard, and it sounds like a tiny plate shattering.
You can play
glass.
You can also play tiddlywinks with them if you're gentle enough to where you don't snap them.
Don't eat it.
But here's what brought us to
they're
the
They're like
subject.
McChicken sandwiches, spicy McChickens and double cheeseburgers.
You don't eat them.
Don't make ribs.
You're supposed to put them in a diaper and throw them at people at football games.
Yeah, don't eat them. For God's sake.
Don't eat them.
But what brought us to the subject was the oldest turd was Abe Lincoln. Apparently they had his...
Listen to his reaction.
The
last
turd.
You
don't believe it.
Fished it out of
get
the Ford
no
theater.
Fucking way.
And it's one of the most popular things
bullshit.
At the Abe Lincoln... Yeah,
when's this?
Yeah. Now check it out, though.
Was this recently?
No, this is in the 50s.
It was proved debunked. When
you
they found Necco wafers in the shit, which weren't around when Abe Lincoln. No, serious. That's serious.
He wants us to get the fuck out.
That's a serious true story.
And
true
it's
fact.
Still at the museum, it is.
Oh,
they
no.
had. They have to bring it out of the back room because it's the most
it's
popular.
It's still the most.
Exhibit.
Get the
it's
fuck
the
out
most,
here.
Asked Jim,
for
dude, I've seen it. It's held
he
almost
like
fell out of his chair.
Get the fuck out.
Having to announce that.
Yeah.
This is
not actually Abe Lincoln's shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, hi. I'm Gary Stevens from. University of Illinois. Anyway, I have some results here. Thanks, everyone, for showing up. The fact of the matter is the fecal matter that was recovered was tested. And
Necco.
It has Necco wafers in it.
Who eats Necco wafers anyway, man?
You're like, okay.
Nobody eats Necco wafers.
We have the last turd from John F. Kennedy. It's been preserved. They found it in the but it was a, they found Mentos in it. So that was a great little segment there. I am cracking up now.
Proving we are informative.
Evil and informative. Sick but intuitive. What happened? Was that what happened on episode 24? I don't.
I was
going
to mention on 23 was the first time we'd actually like remembered to take a pic or picture or two and post it on along with the episode. Something maybe we'll keep a constant in for.
Well, Jerry Murphy took a couple pictures.
Yeah, that is true, and I didn't post them.
Yeah, I believe that was episode. Well, I posted some of them on our.
Well,
I meant
on the website.
Oh, on the tagcastpodcast.com. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah. For sure. Yeah, because
24.
Some people do that. They post post stuff.
Sometimes it's nice to get a put a face to the guest.
Yeah, for sure. And say, oh, this is the guy that's on the show today.
24 was Snoop Lion and Roo.
Oh, yeah. We had the kangaroo. We had the all the talk about Snoop Dogg changing his name.
Our Well Hall show.
We had the ice cream truck showed up again.
Serenading the pussy.
Yeah, the cat whisperer or my crazy cat. Mm-hmm. I can't remember all the stuff we talked about, but for some reason I didn't bring a clip out of that either.
And Will Smith, your bitch. But that's the one where we talked about this.
Nobody's going to make Will Smith their bitch.
More bath salts, making shit real.
Oh, that's when I talked about Dead Baby on the Road.
Mm-hmm, dead
shit
ears,
just got real.
Lie.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Pat didn't answer his phone.
What? That's weird.
And more ice cream truck.
Hans a CD
more
player.
Icy Hot Talk.
Icy Hot Whack Off Challenge Part 6.
Yeah.
Because Dan won't
like
let
Leonard
it drop.
Part 6?
Yeah, it was exactly like that.
I tried watching Leonard Part 1 through 5, but
I don't even know what that is.
Leonard!
But yeah, I didn't bring a clip from 24. I don't know why.
That's fine. It's just, so recent. People remember that stuff.
Yeah, there was. I wasn't even going to do a clip from 25, but there was one story in particular that caught my eye, and I've told a couple people about it in person off of the Tagcast who hadn't heard the Tagcast, and they were literally dumbfounded, blown away, and just surprised by this little clip called Kicking Ass for the Lord. I am not too sure. Well, it was in the mid-70s, so I did it again. That was not Kicking Ass for the Lord. That was the wrong, because we skipped episode 24, and I'm a retard. But
I mean, we talked about like, do you got it there?
No, do you remember though when we were talking about that?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I read quite a bit on the website too about it, and I didn't see any alluding to like the use of physical force. I saw some like, you know, he stepped down at one time maybe a couple years ago, but I don't know if he regained power. I didn't read too far into it, but I checked out the webpage and stuff. And
I just checked out the basic quotes. It was so awesome that just sounded cool when I said
yeah,
it.
I mean,
and I saw the fact that he was being banned from the UK and they wanted to ban him from the US. But if you guys missed it.
He had the old past of sin.
But what we're talking about exactly is not just a figurative term of kicking ass for the Lord. So this is from episode 25. Go back and revisit it if you haven't heard it. Here's a clip. He's a tattooed ex-biker, ex-Hell's Angel, ex-drug addict.
Oh,
he's
nice.
The leader of Fresh Fire Ministries. Flames. Fresh Fire. So people are trying to get him banned from the country.
Yeah.
He has these violent healing tactics that people say are potentially harmful.
Violent healing tactics.
You slap people upside the head?
Check this out. This guy's name is Pastor Bentley. I don't know if he drives one or not, but in one interview, Bentley claims that the Holy Spirit told him to kick an ill elderly woman in the face with his biker boot.
Yes.
Just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God.
That's so awesome.
That's awesome.
He's a 36-year-old ex-fucking Hell's Angel. In another video segment, the preacher claims he cured a man of both cancer and a broken sternum by punching him in the chest. Yes. So check him out, Fresh Fire Ministries. Jesus Christ saves. And you know, you mentioned that, I can't remember exactly what you said, but it triggered this idea of how we talk about stuff. And then something happens to do with it. We were talking about Welcome Back, Cotter. Horshack died.
Oh, wow.
We were talking about the Jeffersons. Sherman Helmsley died like two episodes later. And that's happened several times. And I noticed by going back to the episode. Ooh. So that's little stuff that you guys, the audience, the taggets can check out by going back and revisiting, even if you've listened
somebody
to all the episodes.
Keep track of that, like who we mentioned and when they die afterwards.
Yeah, like I just mentioned Ringo Starr.
Oh. When? Just now?
Just just now. Did
dude,
you
now you're trying to get points in your death pool.
Hey, he's one of two left. And I was talking with some people and getting some ideas, telling them that we might be retiring Where's Pat? Because even though he didn't answer, it's getting old. And they thought, well, what's in Han CD player? That's a good one. We're glad that you've been sticking with it. Oh, and even though this is a wrap-up, we did get another text from Hans today. So before I forget that, in Hans' CD player today, Friday, is Wolves in the Throne Room's Black Cascade.
Nice.
And then he said, rock on, brother. And that's spelled B-R-U-T-H-A.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever check out the Mr. 3000 movie?
I didn't, but I want to.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
Bernie
I heard that it's pretty good.
Right? Is that the name's guy?
Yeah. Yeah, and I was thinking that he was dead, but it's not him that died. It was
Cedric.
That other. No, it was him that died. Bernie Mac's dead,
Bernie
but Cedric's not. Yeah, but when I was telling people about Hans' CD player, they said you should try a new one called What's in Lance's 8-Track Deck. He has one.
He does,
and
but
sometimes
I'm not sure it changes too much.
No.
But yeah, I like that idea.
And then not to be, oh, what about me, but I'm one of the few people I know that, besides Jim, that has a turntable. What's on Terry's turntable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll bring those in. And if you guys have any ideas for other segments that might be related to previous segments and or not related to previous segments, whatever you guys feel is appropriate.
Yeah,
so,
we have a link actually on our website.
For what?
That you can send in your questions and comments. It's actually might be easier than emailing us if you don't like the hassle with that.
How do you do that? I don't think I knew about that.
You click on questions and comments there on the left-hand side, and it goes to our Tumblr page, and you can submit a question even anonymously there.
Wow.
They warn you not to let people send anonymously. They say somebody could be really mean.
Well, we want mean. You guys want to be mean to us?
Yeah, you want to be anonymous? You don't have the word. You can't stand behind your words? Go ahead.
What are you, Ted Danson?
Yeah, what are you? Yeah.
I'm anonymous. My Twitter is at anonymous, and you don't know who I am.
We need somebody to donate a wing to us.
We do.
Maybe even two.
So one time I had a wing glued to my bird. My bird is my penis. We talked about the Trailer Park Boys on a bonus episode, so we hope you enjoyed the bonus
episode. Episode 26, what did we talk about?
Oh, God, that was just 2 days ago. I had forgot about that. We talked about that guy who smoked fake weed, and we talked about that lady who got the refund on her power bill for $10,000.
And we talked about getting 100 likes.
Yeah, we talked about our new guests, and we thanked a lot of people, and we talked about this show.
Yeah.
In advance,
and,
which
Whitney
was a season wrap-up.
And sober.
And Dead with Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. We talked about some dreams.
Oh, yeah. So if you guys missed episode 26, it's the season finale. You just don't know what's going to happen. There's a total cliffhanger at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And as I spoke of on a previous episode that we just highlighted with a clip, there's going to be some major changes and a new arc to season two with some possibly new characters and a new plot twist. And it's going to be like a knife twisted in your back. And I've grown so fond of Floyd's outro, and it just makes me feel like TagCast. It just makes me feel like TagCast podcast. So I think if it's okay with him and if it's okay with you, we're just going to keep playing this song at the end of every episode.
I love it.
All right. So that's that for now. We'll see how many episodes or seasons it takes for us to get sick of this song. Could never get sick of it. It's no team spirit. So thanks, Floyd. Thanks, all the Taggets. Thanks, everybody.
Yes,
thanks all of our sponsors. And a successful season one for the TagCast podcast. And don't forget to check out the ZappaCast.
Yeah.
Where's that at, Dustin?
ZappaCast.com.
We got a preview up of a sneak peek of the first episode.
Of that, yeah.
It's a freak out.
Yes.
And we do it in chronological order. So check it out, all you Zappa fans. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it has already surpassed our TagCast in likes because a lot more people like Frank Zappa.
It's just easier to target.
And plus, they know about him.
Yeah.
Everybody knows us. But we're Terry and Gatch. This is the TagCast podcast. Have a great weekend, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Rock on. Rock on. Else?
Yeah, rock on. And metal up your arses. All right, so season one is in the abyss.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com. Tagcastpodcast.com.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.